From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress returns to Washington after a long summer break to face legislation aimed at boosting the U.S. economy. Both parties have staked out positions that may leave little room for compromise. But House Republican leader John Boehner opened the door a bit when he said he might not oppose President Obama's plan to extend Bush-era tax cuts, but not for those applying to the wealthiest households.
If the only option I have is to vote for some of those tax reductions, I'll vote for him.
Boehner on CBS's Face the Nation. That brought a positive response from White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
I hope that Congressman Boehner's comments suggest a willingness to agree to the president's position. We ought not use the middle class as a political football.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says flatly the president's proposal to extend tax cuts only for the middle class has no chance of passing in the Senate. The National Transportation Safety Board will be analyzing a section of ruptured natural gas pipeline from the site of last week's explosion and fire in San Bruno, California, that killed at least four people and destroyed nearly 50 homes. Many residents returned to their devastated neighborhood, among them Pat and Fred Gillian, who were relieved to find that their home survived.
We feel relief. We feel guilt.
Why do you feel guilt?
Well... Ours is still there.
And most of them are gone.
California regulators are ordering Pacific Gas and Electric to inspect the utility's entire natural gas system. Israel's prime minister is indicating he may be willing to limit, but not completely stop, construction of settlements in the West Bank when a partial moratorium expires later this month. NPR's Deborah Amos reports the issue will be the focus of talks when Palestinians and Israelis meet this week for renewed U.S.-mediated negotiations.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline coalition partners insist he end the building ban, but the Palestinians say they'll walk out of the peace talks if the ban is lifted. Netanyahu sent signals in meetings over the weekend that the building ban will be partially lifted. It won't be zero, he's quoted as saying to Western diplomats, but the tens of thousands of settlement homes in the pipeline will not be built. These are the first outlines of Netanyahu's position on an issue that threatens to halt the U.S. brokered talks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
At least 11 people are dead in Kashmir, and dozens of others were wounded in clashes with police today. Security forces fired into a crowd of protesters who were angry in part over reports that copies of the Quran had been desecrated in the U.S. The Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a jetliner headed for Detroit last Christmas is due back in court today. His lawyers recently disclosed that they've been talking with prosecutors about a possible plea bargain agreement in the case. This is NPR News from Washington. Stock markets overseas are generally higher this morning after central bankers meeting in Switzerland agreed to require major banks to hold high-quality capital totaling 7% of their riskier assets. That's more than triple the previous figure. Economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland is hailing the move.
These capital requirements, long overdue. There'll still be plenty of credit to go around. I expect that institutions, big corporations, will be borrowing directly from bondholders. Investment banks will channel that. The bond market will be where most of the action is.
Morici says banks in Europe, including Spain and Germany, will need to raise capital to meet the new requirements. Lady Gaga is the big winner at the MTV Music Video Awards, taking 8 top prizes at last night's ceremony in Los Angeles. NPR's Carol Van Dam says that includes the most coveted award, Video of the Year.
The flamboyant, often bizarrely dressed pop singer says she promised she'd reveal the name of her new album if she won the big prize, and she did.
It's called Born This Way. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Most of her awards were for her futuristic video, Bad Romance. While accepting the final prize of the night, Lady Gaga choked back tears as she revealed she was very nervous about letting her fans down. She wore a different costume every time she stepped onto the stage, including one resembling a large black trash bag. Carol Van Dam, NPR News.
Hurricane Igor is already the most powerful storm of the season in the Atlantic, and it's expected to get stronger today. Forecasters say, though, they do not think the storm will threaten the U.S. mainland. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for